what I was today. Pooh, damn it. While I was at work today, I was scrolling on 4chan and I heard some good news. And the good news was George Soros is dead. I was thinking, yeah, this could be a holiday. Amazing. The bastard is dead. Yes, 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 yes. And then I found out he wasn't. Damn it. Well, at least we have other good news. Vice News has filed for bankruptcy. It was about time these motherfuckers go down the toilet because they suck. So Vice, which had wooed media giants, has struggled to adjust to punishing royalties of digital publishing. A group of creditors could buy Vice for $225 million. And I know who is going to buy it. I'll get to that later. First, Vice Media filed for bankruptcy on Monday, which is today, punctuating a year-long descent from a new media darling to a cautionary tale of problems facing the digital publishing industry. Yeah, they went woke and that's why they went bankrupt. Because they were lying on their numbers. Look at how many clicks do we have? How many visitors? Please give us money for advertisement. Yeah, and they didn't got shit. The bankruptcy will not interrupt daily operation for Vice businesses, which in addition to its flagship website includes the ad agency, Virtue, Pulse Films Division, blah, blah, blah. A woman-focused site acquired by... garbage. A group of Vice lenders, including a Fortress Investment Group and Soros Fund Management. Yeah, he's going to buy it because that motherfucker is the leading position to acquire the company out of bankruptcy. The group has submitted a bid of $225 million, which is too much, which would be covered by existing loans to the company. It will also take over a significant liability from Vice after any deal closes. So they're going to take the debt. Eat it. A sale process follows next. The lenders have secured $20 million in loan. $20 million loan to continue operating Vice, and then if a better bid does not emerge, the group that includes Fortress and Soros will acquire Vice. Still, the dreams that Vice executive once had of a stock market debut or a sale at an eye-popping valuation over the have been wiped away. Yeah, get bent. The company was considered to be worth $5.7 billion at one point. Sure, considered to be. That doesn't mean it was actually worth. It actually worth $5.7 billion. That was garbage. Investments from the media titans like Disney and shrewd financial investors like TPG, I don't know what this is, which spend hundreds of millions of dollars, will be rendered worthless by the bankruptcy. Yes, yes, yes. Cementing Vice status among the most notable bad bets in the media industry. Yes. Go down. Like some of its peer in the digital media industry, including BuzzFeed. Oh yes, BuzzFeed died. Oh, I'm so happy about that one because they were garbage. And Vox Media, another garbage. Vice and its investor bet big on the rising power of social media networks like Facebook and Instagram, anticipating they would deliver a tide of young, upwardly mobile readers that advertisers craved. No, that was not what they were doing. They were overinflating the numbers. Because once you would click on one article, if you want to see a picture or whatever the fuck, you would click again and then it would give you one more page. Another tab was being opened, which counted as another viewer. So that was... whatever. Inside media, I don't care. Thought readers came by the millions. New media companies had trouble wiring profits from them. And the bulk of digital ad dollar went to major tech platform. Last month, BuzzFeed shut down its namesake Pulitzer Prize winning... Pulitzer Prize doesn't mean crap. Winning news division after going public at a small fraction of its earlier valuation. And Vox Media earlier this year raised money at roughly half of its 2015 valuation. There are definitely commonalities, okay, in the hardship media organizations have been facing, and Vice is no exception, said S. Mitra Kalita, the founder of Publishing Epicenter New York. I don't care. Bankruptcy notes records filed Monday show that Vice is made up of a web of companies associated with its various businesses, including Pulse Films, Carrot Creative, an ad agency, and an agent. The filings say Vice had outstanding debt of 834,000 834 million, dwarfing the amount Vice was recently in talks to sell for. Oh my god. So I was gonna buy for 225. Jesus Christ. Oh my god. Oh, over $500 million of debt. They also show Vice owes some of its big business partners millions of dollars. The company said it owed Wipro, an information technology firm, nearly $10 million. Oh my god, this guy's owed $500,000. The bankruptcy filing will give the company some relief for whom it's on enormous debt. Oh my god, it's Linda coming in and saying, I'm done funding these losses. If I'm going to fund the loss, I'm going to take control of the company. Eric Schneider came of the bankruptcy at the law firm Wilk Auslander. It's Auslander, but whatever. It's not unusual for the lender to come in and tell the borrower, you're putting this into bankruptcy. You're going to make a motion to sell. We're going to put in a first bid. Yeah. You're going to buy it and you're going to do what with it? What? They're gonna do crap. Continuing role advice for Shane Smith, the brash co-founder who became synonymous with the company's gonzo journalism for exotic locals and oversaw a boundary pushing culture that was rife with allegations. A person familiar with the matter. Yeah, sure. Who? Josefa Locke, whatever, and Bruce Lixon, the coach, will also stay on. So they're gonna keep the bastards, bail them out, and keep going. Still bankruptcy, but get what you can get. According to the terms of Vice Bankruptcy Loan, the company has 55 days to complete a sale. In documents filed for the bankruptcy court, Vice said that the timeline to sell, while tight, is necessary to best position the company to survive as a going concern. In a statement, Mr. Dixon and Mr. Blah 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 said that the bankruptcy sale would alter the strength of the company. I don't think so. I hope it doesn't. I hope it crashes and burns and everyone goes on welfare. We look forward to completing the sale process in the next 2-3 months and charting a healthy and successful next chapter at Vice. A bankruptcy is a moment of humility for... Yeah, humility. These people never... They don't even know the meaning of humility. Which a decade ago opened the... This is except for... What does it make them... Blah, 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 blah. I don't care. Harsh reality of digital publishing caught up with Vice and things went sideways. In 2017, the company raised $400 million from the private equity firm TPG in a deal codenamed Project Venus. And valued the company at $5.7 billion, but the cash infusion saddled Vice with financial obligation if it didn't hit aggressive profitability targets, and eventually became an albatross of the company. Okay, Mr. Smith depressed himself as chief executive of the company, appointed to blah blah blah. The letter of the winter, uninteresting. I think even those of us running a profitable media startup now, and now, look at this. George Soros investment firm orders to buy Vice Media after bankruptcy. Let's see. Just like the other guy said, $225 million after coming from the bankruptcy protection money. Digital media company was once valuable. Yeah, sure it was. The company filed bankruptcy on Monday, according to the filing, after several years of financial trouble, the turnover along the leadership for this. Fortress Investment Group and Monroe Capital are taking over Vice, joining with SFM, according to the company. But the deal still subject to higher bids. Who is going to pay more? Who is going to waste their money on this other than these weirdos? This accelerated the court supervised sale process was strengthened the company. Yeah, sure, it was strengthened. That's it? That's all you're going to write about this? Well, ding dong, the bitch is dead. Vice is going down the shitter. Yeah.